listener exclusive.
It's the Triple M Brekkie podcast and Maddie Ray here. Monday morning, Doug Curran caught up with us before 8, the impending shutdown of the animal enclosure at Lake Wyangan. But following uproar from the community, this closure may have been stalled for now. Council initially moved to unanimously close the animal enclosure following a DPI audit found that the animal enclosure fell outside of community safety and animal welfare guidelines. The department compelled council to formulate a plan of costly corrective measures by May 1. Despite this tight time frame, Doug Curran conceded council had not adequately allowed the community enough time to consult council with its feedback, and there is now a motion to rescind the closure motion before council.
It will come back to the meeting on the 14th of June because of that rescission motion. I think just to get a few things out there for the community, it was unanimously voted by the Lake Wyangan Committee to close it. It was unanimously supported by the councillors. So I just want to get that out there. A lot of people are saying that it's the mayor that wants to get rid of it. There's a lot of personal attacks. I'm a big boy. I can handle those. But it's funny, the people that personally attack you don't often say it to your face. They love to say it on social media. But that's fine. We'll wear that. So it will come back to council. I think that the bit that's being missed here is there's an $87,000 cost to get that audit, to satisfy the audit conditions, which is fencing, which is overtime of a weekend to get all the animals locked up. Now, that's not insufficient, insurmountable, I should say. However, something else is going to have to give. We've already running, looks like we'll be running a deficit budget in the forthcoming year. We've got one of our small villages is slated for a park upgrade. Things like that, discretionary spending, they're the things that we're going to have to address and say, can we afford to do that? $87,000 for about 40 animals, so it's about $2,000 an animal, including chickens and ducks. It's a lot of money. I'm really glad, and it is, people talk about not having a voice out there. The committee's made up of community members, councillors are community members, and we will listen to this, but we've also got to be financially sustainable. The animals have got to be looked after. And the big box that hasn't been discussed is the effluent from those animals ends up in the lake, feeds the blue-green algae. Now that $87,000 is just around fencing and staff, so it will not rectify any of that. So people want a healthy lake. Those animals aren't contributing to that. We've got financial sustainability, and we've also got animal welfare. Those animals aren't really that well looked after. We don't have a proper zoo out there. So we'll be listening to the petition. My mind hasn't been changed yet, but we'll be having a look and a listen to what they've got to say and go from there.
It was a tight time frame that the DPI gave you, but there was some, you told the Area News that upon receiving the report, there was an urgent meeting held at community members at the committee and community members talking with councillors. Do you feel, though, that there was enough consultation, that you gave the community enough time to provide opinion before making that decision, unless it's, you know, it was a tricky time frame?
Yeah, no, we definitely didn't.
You concede that you did?
Oh, no, no, absolutely, but it wasn't our time frame. The Department of Primary Industries came in, did the audit. There's, of course, the people out there suggesting that we ask them to do an audit. Like, why would you invite a state government body in to do an audit? But absolutely, we didn't have enough time to do that sufficiently. We now have, two more weeks, I think, two weeks from tomorrow, that people can sign that petition, can voice their concerns to councillors. But again, we've got to address financial sustainability, lake health and animal welfare. We can't just be emotive and say we definitely want to keep those animals. I've got no problem with that, but they've got to be in better condition.
Yep.
We've got to make sure that they're not damaging our lake. And anecdotally, I'm told that we're not getting the amount of people out there looking at the animals that we did in the past. Now, that I could be wrong. If we get 1,000 signatures, then obviously there's huge community support for it. But even 1,000 signatures is less than 10% of the voting public. So I think it's important just to keep things in perspective, but this is a great opportunity for people to have their say. And I encourage people, come along and learn what it's like to be a councillor. These decisions, we've been accused of making an easy decision. Getting personal attacks on Facebook is not an easy decision. So we've taken the hard decision here. We will listen to the community, but at the end of the day, we've still got to take other factors into account as well.
So just with that 2 weeks, have the DPI actually extended a Or are they still selling you get these corrective measures in by Wednesday?
Well, they're saying that you have to have a course of action decided on. We did have a course of action. Now, we have asked staff to cease that course of action, so we won't be going out with those expressions of interest. But we will also go back and communicate to the DPI that we have got a rescission motion in, that we have got a petition coming.
Yeah.
That following the meeting from the 14th, if we have a clear direction, that we will enact that straight away. Now, that may be that we retain the animals. We've got to order the fencing. We've got to get contractors in to do that, or it may be that we do continue with the expressions of interest to rehome those animals.
Right. We're out of time for that this morning, but we will follow that one up as the time goes on, Mr. Mayor. So thank you for the information you've shared on that one so far, and we do appreciate you coming in, of course, every Monday morning.
Have a great week to you and all your listeners, Matty. Thank you.
A listener exclusive.